Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? What's happening? Tonight we got a great show with my man Mike in the building, my man from No Way Out Films, but he also have a film that's been, man, I don't even know the word to say it, man. It's been a great move, man. Detective 313. And we're going to bring him in, and he's going to formally introduce himself. He's going to talk about that and other projects that him and his partner got going on as well, Mr. Williams. So we're going to bring my homeboy in right now. What's up,
hey,
Mike?
How's everybody
in the
doing? Yes, sir. How you doing? Mike Butler here. No Way Out Films.
All right, my man. So we're going to jump right into this thing, Mike. Man, I've been on vacation, just getting back from Hawaii, me and the wife, and we've seen that, you know, the film has been very well received, man. Tell us about these six awards for Detective 313.
Man, bro, I think since y'all been gone, I think it's racked up like 9 right now within like 3 film festivals, man. So it's like it's on a blazing trail right now, Detective 313, man. It kicked off in Detroit a few weeks ago, and then it picked up two sets of awards totaling, I think, 9 right now over in L.A., you know what I mean? So it's doing its thing right now, and it's still got many more festivals to go.
My man, Dan. So tell the viewers, Mike, how did that movie come about, and how did you get involved with that?
Well, the way that movie came about, man, it's kind of funny, man. You know, I see opportunity, man. I'm going to jump on it, you know. So I was on Facebook one day, and my man Kelsey, he's a friend of mine, and we've done a few projects together. He had a poster on Facebook, Detectives 313, and it was him and a big cat. You know what I'm saying? They was in uniform. It was an official poster, and the dude looked just like me. So I'm like, I thought it was me. So I called Kelsey up. I was like, hey, man, I go, when do we take that picture, man? He's like, man, that ain't you. That's my boy Suede right there. I go, what? I go, he looked just like me. You know what I'm saying? So we chopped up for a minute. I was like, man, give me that cat's number. Y'all doing a movie in Detroit? I got to get down with that.
Right.
So I talked to Suede and everything. So he's like, well, I don't really know how to cast you, man. He goes, I ain't never seen you act in nothing. So I sent him a couple of clips from a web series that I did a while back when I played a bad guy. It was called Desert Fever, man. And, you know, I played a little shady character in that one. And he saw the clips, man, and he called me right back to my man, I got something for you. And, you know, the rest is history on that one, how I got on board.
My man. So that's what's happening, man. You know what I mean? So tell the viewers, man, where do you see this film going, Mike? Because like you said, since me and the wife been on vacation, y'all done picked up 3 more. And, you know, everything is moving and blazing, man. So tell them a little bit more on that level.
So right now, man, the whole thing with the film, originally we was gonna shoot a feature, man. But, you know, a few things changed in the process, so we ended up cutting it down to a short. So what we're doing right now is we actually launching on a film festival circuit, man. So it's going worldwide, man. It launched off 2 weeks ago in Detroit. It's over in L.A. We're trying to get it out here to the Phoenix Film Festival. It's going to be over in Italy, Germany. You know, it's going on all continents. You know what I'm saying? To whatever film festival we can get in, we're trying to get all eyes put on it so we can get distribution and everything and, you know, possibly make the full feature of the movie, you know. But as a short film, man, this thing is like just tearing up the film festival circuit right now. Everybody involved is like truly amazed at at the magnitude of this project, man. It's really taken off, man, beyond anything that any of us saw at the time while we were shooting it, you know?
My man, well, that's what's happening, man. And tell the viewers if they would like to go and just review this, man, what can they launch on at, man?
You know what? If you go on Facebook, I believe we have a Facebook page. Detectives313 has a Facebook page of its own. You can hit up my page, Michael Butler, and you know catch all kind of updates. Christopher O'Sullivan, who's the executive producer of the film, you can go to his page. You know, just that'd be your best bet, or just log on to any of the film festival circuits, man, and just see where we're at. I'll be posting a new schedule of the film festivals that's coming up on my Facebook page probably within the next day or so, so you can catch it there.
That's what's happening, man. And also, you got some other things that you're working with as well, Mike. Break that down to the viewers.
Oh, yeah, sir. I got a few other things, man. I got a documentary that No Way Out Films is producing right now, man. It's called Unshattered Redemption, and it's about combat veterans dealing with PTSD. You know, we've been working on that piece for about, you know, almost 2 years now, man, with it being a documentary, you know, so, you know, we own it, we off it, we own it again, because, you know, things change and turn of events happen and everything, but, you know, that's coming soon, later this year, you know, and then, you know, my most recent project that we're working on is with Rob and Lucinda Boyd, you know, the Trapped in the Hood documentary, you know what I'm saying, associated with The Streets Don't Love You Back, you know, so that's our big heavy hitter right now, you know.
My man, I appreciate that, man. And any other things that's on the flow, Mike, that you and No Way Out Films got on the flow? You know what I mean? Or you just right there right now?
We just right there right now. I'm always, I always got something in development, man. I try to keep things on different development stages, man. So once something's done, I can fire something else right back off and throw something else in the chamber, man. And, you know what I'm saying, let it go. You know what I mean? So I got two other films that I'm writing currently and everything. And I'm also, since Detectives 313 is doing so well, that was my first time back in front of the camera, you know, in a while, man. So that kind of reignited my acting bug, man. So I'm actually taking offers, man, as far as getting back in front of the camera and doing acting gigs too, you know. So,
my man, and I just wanted to tell you, man, when I seen that myself personally, because you had already told me how you started researching and reading and getting yourself developing, you know, in that area, you know what I mean, to start doing things like that. I was amazed
right.
to see that right there, you know, with you and the other young man that was acting in there as well, you know what I mean, along with the other cast that was on there. I was truly amazed
oh, yeah.
how, you know, you went in, you handled your business, and, you know, you let them know this is real. You know, Mike is back. You know what I mean?
I'm here
to stay, you know. And that's the way I took that stamp when you put that down like that. I'm not going nowhere. I'm here. And I'm back.
I appreciate that, man.
You know?
Yeah. I appreciate that, man. Cause, you know, anything I stick my foot in, man, I try to go 110% at all times, man. You know, sometimes it's things go a little slower than planned sometimes, man. But it's all about consistency.
Right.
And just doing what you truly
right.
believe in and what's in your heart, man.
And that's real talk, man. You know what I mean? And I'm just wanting to say, man, y'all doing a great job with that, man. You know, No Way Out Films and the people that you're working with the Detective 313. And I'm glad that was shot back home in Detroit. That's where we both from. And it's a lot of, you know, movies and documentaries I think should be shot out the city. But as me and you both know, it's a lot of people that might be from home, but always trying to tap into somebody else's, you know, thing that they never even meant a day in their life. You know what I mean? So how do you feel about people that do things like that, Mike?
Man, I feel it disgusts me, actually, man. You know what I'm saying? For someone to live off of somebody else's name or their reputation and try to make a quick buck, you know what I'm saying, and didn't have nothing to do with that situation, man. It's just truly disturbing to me, you know. You know, I admire people, man, that that can, you know what I'm saying? If you're not wiggling in one arena, man, it's not going your way, man. You can totally reinvent yourself, man, and make another situation pop off for you, man. It's all about your intellectual properties, man, and, you know, coming up and creating and evolving and stuff like that, man, which is one of the reasons that I was drawn to you, Rob. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're that dude, you know what I'm saying? If you've reinvented yourself, you know what I'm saying, and you've changed with the times, and you did what you had to do and everything. You don't just thrive on something that happened 20, 30 years ago, man. You in the present, you now, you know what I mean, and you moving to the future. So that's what I'm attracted to, those type of individuals, you know.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Mike. I really do, man. You know, and when you came at me, you know, tell the viewers how did this come about between me, you and my wife, with the I Trapped in a Hood documentary with you and Mr. Williams. Break that down to the viewers, how that happened, Mike.
Man, the way that first started happening, see, you know, with us being from Detroit, man, I'm out here in Arizona, and you know, anything that comes on TV as far as documentaries, anything related to Detroit back in the city, man, I'm automatically drawn to it, you know. And so, you know, I watched the documentaries, you know, Gangland, America's Most Wanted, and all that stuff. And you know, I've seen the documentaries about the corruptness back in back in the city back in the day, and the drug dealers and the kingpin and stuff like that. So, you know, I was doing a radio spot for Detectives 313, you know, over in Phoenix and everything. And I actually met, you know what I'm saying, yourself, Rob Boyd, you know, we introduced each other, you know, and I think you was in the studio before me doing your spot for the Streets Don't Love You Back. And when you came out, you know, you gave me your card and everything. And I'd actually just met you and your wife, Lucinda, a couple weeks before that at the Maricopa Music Festival. And we was all honored for, you know, what we was doing in the community, you guys for your organization, Streets Don't Love You Back. And me and my crew for the documentary Unshot of Redemption that we're doing for the combat vets. So, you know, we met there, did the group photo, but when I saw you again at the radio spot, it didn't click that you was the same cat. So after I got your card, and I came home and everything and looked at the card and everything, and you said your name, and I was like, the name, Rob Boyd, is familiar, you know? And then when I saw you had like a website, I got on the computer, went on your website, and had like video links on there. And, man, when I clicked on, like, that third or fourth video link and I saw, like, the American Gangster clips and everything, I was like, Rob, that's the dude I was watching on TV. So I'm like, man.
As you know, Mike, I don't talk about that to people. If you don't know that, I won't even mention it, you know?
Right. And that's another thing, man, that draws me to you, man, because you're the most humble cat that I've ever met in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I'm saying. You don't live off of that stuff that happened back in the day. You're trying to concentrate on the Streets Don't Love You Back, your wife, your organization, you know what I'm saying, helping the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, helping the inmates across. That's what you're about right now, man. So that's the humbleness,
yes,
that draws me to y'all as well, you know. I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
No doubt.
Yeah. So only thing I want to say, Mike, is there anything you would like to say to the viewers, you know, to the people while you're on the line? You know, you get the floor is yours.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, just look out for No Way Out Films. Look out for Rob and Lucinda Boyd, their projects, The Streets Don't Love You Back. You know, we had a part in, you know, helping, you know, a small part of the documentary, upcoming documentary, Trapped in the Hood, by Rob and Lucinda Boyd, you know. So I think once you guys actually see this this project, you guys are really going to be drawn to what we did as a collective group, you know what I'm saying? And just follow No Way Out Films, follow Rob and Lucinda Boyd, and I guarantee whatever project we got coming out, you will not be disappointed.
My man, and that's real talk, man, you know. And you wanted to touch up on my homeboy a little bit, man, you know, when you found out I was connected to White Boy Rick, you know. You didn't know that at first, but when you found out, you know, tell the viewers about that.
That's a whole nother story right there. So I'm already hooked to your story, because you know, Rob, your story in itself is a story, man. So that's what drew me to you. You know what I mean? And so,
right.
I'd already seen the White Boy Rick movie and all that stuff. So, you know, being from Detroit, you know, we knew the legend of White Boy Rick and everything. And then when the movie came out, you got a whole nother generation of a new audience that knows who White Boy Rick is. So at this point, everybody knows who White Boy Rick is, right? So when you start telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm saying my homeboy, white boy Rick, and I talk to him every night and this and that. I'm like, what? And then, you, man, you broke it down to me, man. You know, told me stories back in the day, man. And, you know what I'm saying, told me about the things y'all got going on and everything, man. And, you know, and just the magnitude of the projects and what y'all plan on doing as a group, you know what I'm saying, once he gets out of prison, you know what I'm saying. I don't even think everybody realized that, he's coming home, you know what I'm saying. And but he is coming home, right. And everything, and to be a part of that the process with you and your team, man, it's just phenomenal. But yeah, when I first learned that you was actually connected to White Boy Rick, man, I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I was like, come on, man. And then, like, man, hey, that's why whenever I refer to Rob Boyd, I say 100% the real deal.
man, and I appreciate that, man, because when I told you he was going to be part of the Trapped in the Hood, like you said, and a lot of other people know, I'm very humble. I don't even talk about my past if you don't know my past or if you don't bring it
right.
up. I sit in front of you and won't even mention it, you know?
Right,
but, you
right.
know, when I told you he was going to be part of the Trapped in the Hood documentary, tell the viewers, you know, what came across your mind, because I kept sending you stuff like when we first started with your family,
man,
Trapped in the Hood, before you and your people start filming for it.
Man, I wanted to be a part of it, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I can get in where I can help you out and have your back. I told you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talked about the 50 city tour that you know, White Boy Rick, the homeboy Orville, all that gonna be a part of. I'm like, Rob, whatever I can do to have your back, man, No Way Out Films is there for you, man, in any capacity, you know? And so, you know, you was like, you know, Mike, man, just, I tell you what, just shoot me a small clip, just something telling me about what I talked about the, White Boy Rick and the 50 City Tour and Streets Don't Lay Back. Just let me see what you got. And I'm like, oh, man, you swore I got me a major movie deal. I mean, just that. For you to give me the creativity green light, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just for you to give me the creativity green light to go out there and just do a small little video, man, just repping you and the wife and everything, just to let the world know, you know, what's coming and everything. When I shot you that video, I was like, bro, I got tough skin. Whatever you don't like, I change this and this and that. You hit me back. I think it was only a few minor changes you told me to touch it up on everything, man. And I sent that final cut back to you, man. And hey, you lit that bad boy up, and we shot it out there. And we got great reviews back with it, you know.
Without a doubt, man. And there's so many people that's loving what we got going on. And like I was telling you in the beginning, this is just the beginning with me, you, Mr. Williams, and No Way Out Films, you know. With what me and
no
my
doubt.
Wife got planned, and when Rick come home, a lot on the floor, because just like I was telling another little homie today, you know, I get tired of talking about what happened 30 years ago, bro, with Rick,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm
right.
on what Rick doing now to educate
exactly.
and help kids and help people. That's what I'm on now. I'm not
right.
on the cycle of talking about the same thing. We know about that, so we don't have
exactly.
to keep grinding on that. Yeah, you know I mean, the only people grind on that is the people who's never met him a day in their life, and the people that want their little 3 minutes of fame just to mention his name. You feel me?
And that's what
like
I was.
You said,
that's what I was talking
beginning.
To you about.
Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, that's what I was mentioning earlier, man. When you asked me how I felt about people who do that, you know what I'm saying? You got cast that, you know, talking about they put White Boy Rick on back in the day, this and that. To this day, you can go on YouTube and see them same cats to this day talking about way back then trying to get their little, like you say, their little 10 minutes of fame and any dollar and quarter they can get to rub together or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just by mentioning his name and what y'all did and everything. Man, you're not doing that. Like you say, you focused on what he doing now and when he come out them gates and what y'all doing moving forward, man. Anybody can relish on some stuff that you did back in the day and make a quick buck or whatever, man. But, you know, all money ain't good money, you know what I mean? And so about you and what y'all doing as an organization and moving forward, man, and moving in different arenas and different circles and everything, that's what I'm talking about, bro. And that's what draws me to you constantly, you know?
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike, man. You know what I mean? Any shout-outs you like to give to anybody, Mike?
Oh, man, first and foremost, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to my little princess, Anaya, man. That's my baby girl. She keeps me grounded every day in this life, you know? And, you know what I'm saying, the shout-out to my business partner, John Williams, No Way Out Films. and just God Almighty, man, for just keeping me grounded, man, and keep me breathing every morning when I crack my eyelids open, you know.
My man, I appreciate that, man. You know, and I wanted to wait till you got on the air tonight, Mike, because I wanted to ask you a question in front of the whole world. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I know you have went through some tragedy in your life as well. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
With us doing the Trapped in the Hood documentary, you know, at the end of our documentary, I would definitely like to give your little man, you know what I mean, a honor. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of Trapped in the Hood, you know what I mean, of a young man, you know, that lived a short life, but the short life he was here, he made a difference.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yes, he did.
So I would
I
would definitely like to put that honor and that stamp on the last of the documentary when we complete that, with your permission.
Oh man, Rob, man, you you never cease to amaze me, brother. Man, that is I'm speechless right now, man. You really caught me off guard with that one. I'm really speechless, man. But that is an absolute honor, man, for you and the wife to even consider that, man. And I would be honored to accept that, man. And that you know, my son, just knowing his legacy, man, and his memory is living on, man. And I truly appreciate you and the missus for that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, brother. I mean, you know, ever since you told me about that, brother, that sticks in my heart. That don't go nowhere. And that's why I said, you know, you're not only a good father, but you're a strong father. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got your little queen, but you also think about your little king each and every day. You know, it's not a day by that's not in your thought pattern. That's not, you know, in your movement. And I just felt like, wow, you know what I mean? Mike came at me and came at me correct more than a lot of these other suckers try to come at me, want to be a part of my story and things like that. But you came all the way legitimate and correct. And when you told me your story, I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? This young man right here, his story is, you know what I mean, something that has to live on. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've always kept that in my mind, brother.
I appreciate that, man. You know, and when I came at you, man, I felt that I somewhat knew, you know, glimpses and pieces of your story, man. You know, of course, nobody knows all of it, you know what I'm saying? But I knew glimpses and pieces of your story, man. So I felt compelled to tell you, you know, a little bit about myself as well, you know? And, you know, even when I first approached you, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I only imagine I try to put myself in a place how cats will come at you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, try to live off your rep and, you know, back in the day, and I can do this for you and I can do that for you. But the only way I can come at you, man, is just true and legit how I am every day, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm a humble cat myself, you know what I'm saying? So, again, that's why I feel like we like souls as far as that, you know, that area and everything, and that draws me to you as well, you know? But I just felt like, you know what I'm saying? Even when I told you, like, Rob, your story got to be told, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to tell your story. And I wasn't even necessarily saying if I told your story. I was just saying, bro, you have a story that needs to be told, man. And you know what I'm saying? If you know, if I'm not the one to tell it, let me help you point you in the right direction or whatever, man. But you definitely got something there, bro. So that was the platform of how I came to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you came that way. And little did you know, me and the wife had already started filming Trapped in the Hood in 2017. And then you start understanding when you came at me that I had did so much footage in Detroit, but I wanted you to be a part of that after I sat and talked to my wife. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, let's let Mike and them interview these people for us. You feel me? Because I want
them
involved.
Yeah, that was a great honor.
You know?
That was a great honor, by the way.
So when you came at me, you know what I mean, it was amazing to me because, like I said, you didn't know that we had already shot. We just never started putting it together, you know what I mean? Like you say,
so many
things put us on hold for a minute because we doing so many different things. But when you came at me, man, it was the perfect time. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Man, it just felt like it was a natural fit. It just felt like it was a natural fit, man. You know what I'm saying? What you know, what you and the missus was working on, and you know what I felt that I could bring to the table for you guys at the time, you know, and and the projects that you had coming together, man. I just thought it was a perfect match. You know what I'm saying? For what you was trying to accomplish, you know, and what I felt that you know that me and my guys could do for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt, man. So what I would like for you to do, Mike, I would like for you to put together that ending piece for us to add on when it comes to us honoring your little man, you know what I mean? And we're going to put that on the back of the Trapped in the Hood documentary as it's going off, you know what I mean? So last ending will be in honor of your son, little man. You feel me? So I want you to put that together whenever you get some downtime. And that's what we will use because I would like it coming from his father. You feel me?
Oh man, Rob, you just touched my heart right now, man. I'm a bleed on this one, man. You just did something to me, man, that I never felt before, man. I really appreciate you.
Come on, man. Like I said, bro, whenever I invite you to my home, because it ain't like I letting them people come to my home, you know?
Right.
When I invite
you
to my home, that means I want to establish a working relationship and a business relationship with an individual. You feel me? You don't
pop
to my house. You feel me?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Man, but
so, yeah,
you
I
know,
want you to do that, Mike.
Okay.
And we're going to have a great thing. And everybody knows, and we done told everybody, Trapped in the Hood documentary will be released the day White Boy Rick come out. I'm working on my 2020 album. That's going to be released the day he get out. And this Saturday, October the 12th, I'll be going back in the studio with my main man, Jack the Mac, and we will be recording songs for that album. So it's a lot about to go down. And once again, thank you to my man, Mike, from No Way Out Film, him and his team, Mr. Williams and him, and, you know, honoring his little man. So that's coming up as well. We're going to keep little man alive and keep his spirit alive. You know what I'm saying? As long as he's breathing. Mike got that. You got that coming, Mike.
All right. Hey, no doubt, man. Again, once again, thank you to, you know, Rob and Lucinda Boyd for everything, for, you know, for always having my back, you know what I'm saying, for supporting No Way Out Films. And, you know, No Way Out Films supports the Street Don't Love You Back, right back. You know what I'm saying? So whatever we got,
doubt.
For us, man, we got your back.
Without a doubt, man. I appreciate that, Mike, man. So send our love to moms and the family and your wife and everybody. And let everybody know that, boom, you know, we're here to stay. We're moving forward. And we always got to keep little man up in that honor, you know what I mean? Because he did a lot in that short time that he was here. So that will be always honored as long as I'm breathing, my brother.
Hey, again, I appreciate you, man. You just sparked something in me, man, that I didn't even know was there, man. I appreciate you once again. Thanks for everything.
It's all good. You're very welcome, man. I just felt that piece would be better coming from you because, you know, that piece you put together is going to be well put together because it's coming from his father. You feel me? And, that last ending of the Trapped in the Hood would be, you know, honoring our little man. You know what I mean? So that's what that is. You feel me?
All right.
Thanks again, my brother, for coming to the show. And we're going to keep it moving.
All right. Appreciate you having me. All right, you too.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All
right.
Put it in the air. side, left to right. Let's go, girl. Hit the dance floor.
Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Detroit. Back by popular demand. Cincinnati. Back by popular demand. Arizona. Back by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Detroit. Get your ballroom on. Cincinnati. Get your ballroom on. Arizona. Get your ballroom on. California. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. 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 Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Everybody around the world, get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Your man Rob Boy, baby, I'm back. Back by popular demand. Yeah. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Here we come. Back. I'm ready to go all the way. Came from flipping pounds and birds now. Now I'm educating against that lifestyle. Back in the 80s, it was all what it was about now. Yeah, gang banging was the lifestyle. Selling drugs and doing our thing. Now.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? about a minute in, and I don't hear nothing yet. So it's weird. Thank you, Pat. I heard the beginning like a girl talk, and then it said unmuted, and now it's silent. Minutes of silence.
All right, can y'all hear me, Jackie?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, wow, having technical difficulty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Jackie Sunshine in the building with my main man, Jack the Mac, in the house. And before we play that great song, Pillar, from both of them, we're going to have Jackie speak on that. Jackie, how you feeling about the song?
I'm just thankful, grateful, just putting my best foot forward on it. I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite songs, probably my favorite song. So excited to work with the producer, Jack the Mac. And
yeah.
I'm feeling so good. I'm just so grateful. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, it's all love. Where my man Jack at? Put Jack on the line.
Here he is.
What up, though? What's good?
What's up, Jack the Mac, baby? You know, me and the wife feel good. We done had a great vacation in Hawaii. Back to business now. I'm very delighted about this new song, Pillar. You know what I mean? You done produced for Jackie. And, you know, tell the viewers, man, about what brought that on, Jack.
Man, I've been doing Jackie for a lot of years. We met back in Michigan. So it's just ideal that we on this side of the map connecting, doing music together. Excuse the noise because we riding in the car, actually. We were trying to make sure we called in at 7:30 around the time. But long story short,
man,
I've been doing Jackie for a lot of years. So when I ran into her out here, it was just fitting. You know, I kept staying on her and telling her to come to the studio. She finally came, and we started working and building, man. That's where we at now.
That's what's happening, man. And like I said before, when y'all couldn't hear me, you know, I want the world to know Jack the Mac, one of the greatest and best producers in the game. You feel me? Straight up out of Detroit. And, you know, he's getting heard out here worldwide as he keep producing this great music out here. And so right now, you know, we're going to play that Pillows, you know, me by Jackie Sunshine and my boy Jack the Mac. So sit back and vibe, and we finna premiere that right now.
I know she never deceived, but really I don't know why I'm so confident. My last two exes I just had learned to disrespect. Dropped the ball, entertained the cornballs when she knew the Mac was the king. And I don't know what she was looking for, but I hope she find what she was looking for. When it's all said and done, I'ma be the dude that she was missing for.
The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, Pillar by one of the greatest, Jackie Sunshine, Jack the Mac, straight up out Detroit, and we straight moving forward. What you got to say about that, Jackie Sunshine?
Man, I'm so grateful. I want y'all to go check out SoundCloud for sure. It's Michigan Inc. It's MICHIGAME because we have game when we come from Michigan. So come check it out on SoundCloud. And there's a pillow is right there for y'all to tap in and press play. So I just want to say thank you so much for playing it. And it's been a pleasure working with Jack the Mac. And I'm just excited to keep moving forward, you know. So and a shout out to Streets Don't Love You Back. Rob and Lucinda Boyd, I appreciate you guys. Major shout out to you and, you know, for everything you do for us and the community. So grateful.
Hey, we appreciate that, you know. We're going to keep spinning Jackie Sunshine and Jack the Mac joint every week right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. So tune in every week. You know, like I said, we back off vacation. We back to the business at hand. And also, Jack the Mac got a few other things coming up. Jack the Mac is involved with me and my wife's documentary, Trapped in the Hood. You know, speak on that for a minute, Jack.
Well, actually, that came all by surprise because I didn't know I was going to be able to be a part of that, but that was just a true blessing as well, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, to be able to talk about your whole story and your whole situation, you know, because I was raised on that. So at the end of the day, that was just, like I say, a true blessing to be a part of that, you know what I mean? And that came out of left field, so I was just happy when you asked me to be involved, and I'm looking forward to that coming out as well, man. Looking forward to White Boy Rick coming home, shouts out to him. And we got, you know, a lot of things that's going to happen. You know, shouts out to the Streets Don't Love You Back, like Jackie said, you and Mr. Cinder. Appreciate everything you do for me, her, the community, and everything involved, man. So just trying to stay working and stay active, huh? Stay with it, man. You know what
man.
I mean? Also, man.
And I appreciate
tell them about it. We got the 2020 coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're gonna keep getting busy, huh? You feel me?
Man, I cannot wait. You know what I mean? I said that in my first segment. You know, I'll be back in the studio this Saturday, October 12th, with my boy Jack the Mac. And we're going to go in there and lay down some fire for the 2020 joint. And that joint coming out the day Rick step out of prison, and the Trapped in the Hood documentary also be released when he step out to prison. And also, Rick know about Jackie Sunshine, and I sent that song, you know what I mean, to his queen, Michelle. So we're going to keep moving forward, and he knows everything is popping, and we got that 50-city tour coming up. When he get out, you know, he's going to come home, chill out with the family for a minute, and then we're going to get straight to that business at hand. So be on the lookout, man, because Jackie Sunshine, she's going to be coming to a city near you. We got Jack the Mac going to be coming to that city. We got Wild Boy Orville and White Boy Rick. We about to do this thing major in 2020. Any last shout-outs you and Jackie Sunshine would like to do, Jack?
Hey, man, shout-out to the compound, man. Shout-out to everybody involved. We got a show coming up October 25th at Palo Verde on Broadway, right up the street from the compound. Shout-out to Orville, man, you know what I mean? And everybody from the crib, man, shout-out to the whole 313-269, the whole Michigan State. We out here, we working, we doing our thing, man. We appreciate all the love. Shout-out to the station, Unc, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey, man, it's all love, man. I want to give a big shout-out to my man, Chili Powwow. Jack the Mac introduced me to Chili, and Chili been shooting all my music videos. So I want to give a big shout-out to my boy Chili over there at the compound as well. So we got everybody in place. So when my man come home next year, we ain't got to look for nobody. We just get busy and get to moving forward. Thanks again, Jackie Sunshine. Thanks again, Jack the Mac. And I'll see you on Saturday, my brother, before we can get busy.
No doubt. I'll see you Saturday. Blessings, man.
Major
blessings.
Appreciate all the love and support.
Right,
shout out to Michigan. Yes, I just want to say thank you so much
all
to my family and friends, too, and all the support, too, and the love, too. It's just been a blessing. I'm very thankful.
Hey, you hooked up with the right guy, Jack the Mac. What you thought? You feel me?
Blessing. Amen. Ain't no mystery, Unc. Ain't no mystery.
That's right. You weren't going to go nowhere but to the top. You heard me? So, hey,
yes,
y'all
sir.
Have
we
a
gonna touch the tip
fantastic
of that.
Night.
We touching the top.
Yeah, y'all have a fantastic night, and I'll see you on Saturday, Jack.
No doubt, Unc.
All right,
stay
have
blessed.
A good one now.
Stay real blessed.
You too. Jackie Sunshine,
amen.
Jack the Mac in the building.
Second chance. A lot of people take it for granted, but I don't take it for granted.
God gave me a second chance, and I run with it. Thank you.
Second chance.
Second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance in life. Don't take it for granted.
Don't.
Second chance, I take it all away.
I take it all away.
Back in the day, the judge told my mama that I wouldn't live to see 18 years old. But God had another plan.
God had another plan for me. Look at me now. Look at God's work.
Look at me now. He gave me a second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Now I'm educating the kids to not do what I did.
Second chance.
Thank you for the second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Don't take your second chance for granted. No.
Oh, no.
A lot of people take their second chance for granted.
Yes, they do.
In the world, look at you in a whole different way, yo.
Always.
Look at me now.
Look at me. Look at God's work. Look what he did for me. He can do it for you.
God, I thank you for the second chance.
Thank you so much, Father.
Could have been dead a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But you spared my life.
You spared my life.
I thank you for the second chance.
I thank you for the
thank
second
you
chance.
Thank you for the second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't ever
some
take
don't
it.
Don't get a second chance at all.
At all.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted. Look what God did for me.
Don't take it for granted, my people. I want to give a shout out to all my homeboys behind the wall.
And my homegirls.
Had a second chance. Came out and did the right thing. Now you educate the kids. Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't do that.
Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
God, I want to thank you for blessing your angel, my wife Lucinda, to come in my life. And through you, she worked on me, and my second chance came about. I just want to thank you, my queen, Lucinda. I love you. To everybody out there, if you don't receive that second chance, wherever you at, just look up in the sky. Put that one up in the air and thank God for that second chance.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. And thanks again for having my man Mike Butler on the show from No Way Out Films. Thanks for having Jackie Sunshine and my man Jack DeMack building the night. Thank everybody for always listening to me and my wife's radio show. And much love to everybody around the world. Peace and love. God bless.